Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
There has been a price paid. There's a price for freedom. For us to live in the United States of America and enjoy the freedoms that we have, there is a price that has been paid. It was paid by them by their time, their sacrifice, their willingness to go in. It was paid by their families. And there was a purchase made for the freedom. They fought to keep it. They fought to maintain it. And what I want you to know is we've got a lot of other young people that over the next few years that will make that same sacrifice and other families that will continue to make that. Why? Because the United States of America has something to protect. We have something to protect. And we've worked hard for what we've got. Ultimately, we honor the men and women who've paid the ultimate price, and we appreciate the ones who paid the price and have made it home. And today, I want you to know that you have a part in this. To maintain that freedom, we have to continue to vote and be vigilant. We have to be a part of what's going on. And so I want to encourage you, don't take what we see every day for granted. We magnify and we lift up the names of those who served, and we know that they served and they won. I mean, today's 100 years from that same sacrifice. It's always amazed me the parallel between those who have served in our military and willing to do whatever it took to maintain, to get our freedom. Jesus did the same thing. He did whatever it took, and it took ultimately the sacrifice of His life to win our freedom. Here's the problem. We got a lot of people who don't act like they care anything about freedom. And I got to tell you, just from this preacher, I'm sick and tired of it. Now, I've got to maintain a Christian attitude and say, bless their heart. And I'm serious when I say that. They haven't been taught. They haven't recognized the sacrifice. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to continue to spend the rest of my days making sure that I don't let this be forgotten. We recognize here the importance of the freedom that we get to live in. Some scripture that makes it very apparent to me as you look at the parallels between what's happened here in the natural in the United States of America in our Christian life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. For those of you that are going, oh no, it's 12:45. You can go ahead and look at your clock. I'm not going to do a 45-minute sermon. We'll try to get out close to on time. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Jesus. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they can't please the officer who enlisted them. How many today would say, I'm enlisted in the kingdom of God. I'm in the army of God. I'm a Christian. See, you enlisted. And so what's being said right here is we've got to endure along with the ones who are out there fighting the fight. We've got to suffer along with them. Our ultimate commander-in-chief is Jesus. What did He do? He suffered. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. God placed all things under His feet, appointed Him to be head over everything for the church. Christ is the head of the body, the church. And we need to listen to Him. We need to listen to Him. Jesus, our commander-in-chief in Christianity, said this in Luke chapter 6, verse 46. So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? Why would you call someone Lord or call someone I'm submitted to you or I'm enlisted and then not do what He says? And here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people stomping on freedom right and left. Why? Because they're not enlisted. They're not willing to endure along with Him. They're stomping on the freedom that Jesus gave us as Christians. How do you know that? Because I know how many people claim to be Christians in the United States, and I know what the voting record is. It's a problem. What's the deal here? We've got enough people that say they're Christians and they're not doing what the Bible says. How can you call him Lord and not do what I say? It's what Luke, I mean, it's just the Bible's real plain. Jesus said that himself. It amazes me to watch when someone gets saved and they're so turned on to the things of God and they're set free from bondage in so many areas, and then I watch them return to live in bondage a few years later. The devil, I know that he is there and he wants to destroy that new faith, that excitement for the things of God. And all of us have seen people there. Maybe we've been there. Proverbs 26:11. I wrestled with the Lord on whether to share this verse this morning because it can kind of cause those with a weak stomach to go, ugh. Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to wickedness and sin. How many Christian people get turned on to the Lord and then turn right back into bondage? It's just like a dog returning to his vomit. And if you've ever had a dog, you've seen this happen. And I don't want to elaborate on a lot, but I'm like, ugh. And then they go over and they start eating what just came out of them. It's nasty. Does anybody else get, I mean, why is that so nasty? Because you'd never think about that yourself. Some of you are thinking about it right now. No, it's nasty. It's a parallel that's being given right here. Someone gets turned on to Jesus and then goes back and does the things that they were delivered from. They were freed from that. Come on, they were freed from the way they used to talk. They were freed from the way they used to act. They got freedom. There was a price that was paid for them to walk in that freedom, and then they walked right back and said, we don't care about it anymore. It grates me when people don't care about the freedom that we've been given here in the United States of America. Well, you don't care about people. No, I love people. And I want as many people to come here and be a part of it as possible. But I'm not going to let sin walk in this church and sit here and just be glorified. See, we're not going to let sin walk. Whoa. What? You're supposed to take people just as they are. That's right. That's what Jesus does. He takes them as they are. And then their lives are transformed. And they have some freedom from that old way. We're not sitting here eating vomit every Sunday. Praise God. There's got to be a different attitude. We as people need to address some things that we need to be rejecting. A dog swallows something. I'm going to talk about this. And what happens is their belly won't receive it. And so it's an offense to the stomach. And it comes back up. The stomach rejects it. It's called vomit. And then they go back over and they take it again. And they'll just keep doing it until you get it cleaned up and get it gone. Because the stomach don't want it. It's rejected it. Christian people, there's some things you need to reject and get out of your life. And quit going back to it. It's going to keep getting you. That anger you've dealt with since you were 8 years old and 10 years old, oh, he's just mad all the time. You need to reject that. You're going to have to get that out of your system and quit going back to it. There's just some, and you can just go over thing after thing after thing after thing. Well, that Friday night with the guys, I just can't quit that. I enjoy the time with them. There's things that are happening and conversations that are going, oh, I just really like that song. That song talks nothing about the things of God. All it talks about is glorifying the things of the devil. Why do you keep singing it? Why is it still on your playlist? Pastor, you're meddling. No, I'm just talking. Quit eating vomit. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for something to devour. Resist him, stand firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. If you're a Christian this morning, there's going to be suffering in your life. And you just need to know that. Well, that's not encouraging. I know there's going to be suffering. But the thing is, you have the power to endure it and move to the next level. You have power to move. Military life is not a 9-to-5 way of life. It's a 24/7 way of life. The Christian life is not a matter of just coming to church on Sunday. Come on. And then forgetting about all the other Christian life the rest of the week. The Christian life is a 24/7 life. And it's a battle that has to be fought. In military, you don't have a lot of choices. And they do that so that we can have freedom. Really. Yeah, they don't have a choice. Food, clothes, weapons, friends, where you live. Sitting around griping. You do that for so long and then you're not, I'm just telling you, they don't have a lot of choices. Why? Because they understand there's a price to be paid for freedom. There's a price to be paid for freedom. So don't think as a Christian you all of a sudden have to get into a life where you can do whatever you want. There is a price for freedom. I hope we're getting this. Freedom comes because someone made a decision to sacrifice their flesh. Whew. Let me say that again because that was more profound in my mind than what I saw on your face. Freedom comes because someone made a decision to sacrifice their flesh. That's what happened. Freedom in Christianity comes because Jesus decided to sacrifice his flesh. Freedom comes in the United States of America because someone decided to sacrifice their flesh. They sacrificed a choice. Ultimately, it was the American soldier that made a sacrifice and Jesus for us to live naturally free and to us live spiritually free. The freedoms we live in today, we live in because of what Christ did. The freedoms that we have here in the United States of America is because we had someone who served in our great military and said, I'm going to pay whatever it takes, a price for us to have the freedom that we live in. Freedom came because Jesus sacrificed his flesh. Freedom comes in the United States of America because someone sacrificed their flesh. They sacrificed being at home with their family. There was a sacrifice made. There's a price for freedom. And if you want to keep it, then we all have to endure the same suffering. We've got to endure. So we're in the army of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. There is a suffering if we're going to have our freedom, and it's a suffering of the flesh, and that will produce a peace and a joy and an excitement about life. We want to go out on Friday night and party it up. I'm going to have to die to that flesh. See, that's going to have to be put under because I'm going to walk in some freedom. We want to get mad and tell that person off at the grocery store. They deserved it. That person, they didn't treat me right. We want to do whatever we want and think about no one else. Whatever I want. We want to live offended and blame somebody else for what just happened. We want to sleep in every day and I don't want to get up. We got to work and do whatever we're going to do to live in the freedoms that we say we want to live in. Christ purchased them for us. What are you willing to do to purchase it day in and day out for your own life? A disciplined life takes work. And a disciplined life will be what makes a disciple. A disciplined life is what makes a soldier. The parallels are just amazing to me. People aren't willing to die to themselves, therefore they're frustrated and they don't want freedom anymore. Because they're willing to lose their freedom because they're not willing to make the sacrifice to get it. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the devil winning victories in the lives of God's people. I don't want that anymore. Well, you know how they're going to quit living it? They're going to have to sacrifice some things. They're going to have to sacrifice some of what they're doing through the week and get back in their word. Because they're saying, Lord, Lord. And he goes, hey, you're calling me Lord, but you're not doing what I'm saying. Are you calling him Lord and then not doing what he said to do? What he said? He said not to forsake the assembly of the believers together. Well, I just miss every once. Don't forsake the assembling of the believers. Well, that's all he talks about, is coming to church. I'm just saying, he says that he's coming back for the church. Don't get disconnected from the church. You signed up for the church, the body of Christ. The price of freedom is a sacrifice. Let me just give you a definition that you need to get in you for what freedom is when it's defined. It's the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. And you know how to keep from being imprisoned and enslaved? You make the choice to be discipled and to live a disciplined life. Well, if I'm being disciplined, if I'm living a disciplined life, here's the thing. You don't have to force it upon yourself. You can choose to be it. I got a whole lot more to say about this, and I'm going to talk about it again next week because I got so much that God has revealed to me through this week. The veteran sacrificed, and some of them ultimately sacrificed. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He paid the price, and he died in our place. And then he asked us to live as he lived. That's what he asked. And how did he live? He lived sacrificing his flesh. That's how he lived. Our society is all about what I think, what I believe, how I feel. Here's what I think. Here's what I think. You know what? I don't care what you think. That's horrible. I don't care. I care what God thinks. And our problem here is when we lose sight of God, we're going to lose sight of freedom. And so, as far as me and my house, we serve the Lord. And if you're going to serve the Lord, then you do what he says. You do what he says. Does that mean you never mess up? No. But that's why you come back and say, God, I'm sorry. I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm willing to take whatever I got to take, but I want to be back in right standing, and I want to experience the freedom of peace that I can have. I don't want to live in bondage a day longer. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. My question today is, have you? I fought the good fight. I fought it. I fought it. I fought hard. When you see Jesus face to face, will you say that? Can you say, I fought it. Lord, I fought it. I fought hard. Or will you say, I should have fought a lot harder. Whew. I wasn't really ready for this day. Have we fought till our dying day? I appreciate that the veterans were willing to do whatever it took to fight. Conclusion today, we got to get to a point where we desire to live in the freedom that's been purchased. And we've got to maintain. The price of freedom always comes high.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.